What have you made so far of the Huddersfield season? I mean, it started off absolutely incredibly. It's had a bit of a blip or two in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I should say I haven't seen you guys play yet this season. But without being too condescending, I think like most of the country, I was pretty surprised with the start your guys made. I don't know whether people up there have been expecting it, but it was certainly a surprise to people in Birmingham. And I think, you know, I asked Jonathan Spector about this the other day. I said, "Oh, do you think the bubble's burst?" And he said, "Well, actually, you know, no. There's you know, it's a long season, and every side will have a blip. You know, no one's going to win every game, and you know, the factors that made Huddersfield win all those games at the start of the season, they'll still remain, won't they? So." You know, I don't think anyone at Birmingham is expecting it to be, an easy trip or anything like that. And in fact, you know, the fact you guys got done 5-0 last week is probably a bad thing for Birmingham in some ways.
I was going to say, when you look at what happened last week for Birmingham, that result against Aston Villa, how did people respond to that? Because obviously some will say it's, you know, 2 points dropped, some will say it's a point gained. What was the general reaction to that result?
I think. Initially, there was pleasant surprise that a team assembled for a fraction of the price had gone toe to toe and actually been on top in a local derby. I think after that, sort of certainly from my point of view, after that original feelings settled down, and you watch the game back again, you think actually they should have won that 2 or 3-1. To be fair, and so you know, the piece I wrote after a bit of reflection was, you know, a precious opportunity to beat your local rivals has slipped through your fingers a little bit. So it was a great occasion and a really good performance. The only missing sort of factor was just that winning goal.
Brian, it looks as though tomorrow at the John Smith is going to be another very big crowd, which Town fans have got used to seeing this season. What about the Birmingham team that they're likely to see? Is there any sort of standout player that they need to particularly look out for to see if Town can maybe stop them playing?
Well, I think Birmingham have got quite a few injury problems. You know, I think they're down to 4, maybe 5 senior defenders. So I don't, on that basis, I don't see them Birmingham coming in and being especially gung ho. You know, it'll be take what opportunities you can get and keep Huddersfield at bay. I think one guy who always does seem to play pretty well against Huddersfield is David Cottrell. He scored in his last two visits to the stadium, and he didn't play against Villa on Sunday. I would expect he'll be recalled this weekend. So yeah, I mean, if there is a goal or a set piece to come from Birmingham, I think Cottrell's probably going to have a hand in it.
And when looking at how the season's gone so far for the side, I mean, you know, in a land of giants in some ways with the money that's been spent by the likes of Newcastle, Birmingham currently 7th. I know there was a big disappointment at the loss against Burton a few weeks ago, but right now, would you say there's a bit of a feel-good factor with where the side are?
Yeah, there should be, because as you say, it's the land of giants up there. I mean, which Championship club would honestly say they can go toe to toe financially with Newcastle and Norwich and Villa and teams like that. I think anyone who's up there that's not spending $13 million on a single striker has got every right to be proud. I think we need to get there is positivity at Birmingham. That's not to say there isn't, but I think football fans always want more. What I would say, you know, a third of the season in. Nearly, and they're in 7th place. I think it's been a really, really, really solid start.